Everything is in readiness, Master. We merely await your word.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
It would be like taking candy from a baby.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
I'm the god of hellfire.
I god of hellfire.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to be like I do.
We couldn't afford costumes, so on Halloween, us kids just wore sheets. In fact, we were so poor the rest of the year, we wore pillowcases.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic
strawberry.
Living Monster.
We'll be right back.
Yes, welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and since along with Valentine's Day, Halloween is my favorite musical holiday, we're going to be celebrating it in this episode, which I call the Plastic Sushi John 5 Spooktacular. If you've been listening for a while, you know there are different Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collage formulas, but this episode is actually one that straddles both. Starting off with some Japanese music and then doing the genre jumping, but we're also going deep with a wonderful and appropriate featured album for you. From the hard rockin' chicken pickin' guitar virtuoso John 5, The Devil Knows My Name. Songs all about scary real life killers. John 5 has been the Telecaster wielding lead guitar player for David Lee Roth, Marilyn Manson, and Rob Zombie, as well as collaborating with many other artists, and is an accomplished solo artist himself. The Devil Knows My Name was his third solo album. It was made in 2007 with many guest appearances, in particular Joe Satriani on the track you just heard, which was The Werewolf of Wisteria, which was the nickname for the American serial killer and cannibal Albert Fish. Before that, we started off the show with the Japanese feminine duo Chiba Mato and The Candyman from their album Viva La Woman. We've got so many things going on in the mix for you, including ghost story songs, Gregorian chant, and Father Guido Sarducci explaining how the afterlife works, mixed on top of Wendy Carlos's masterpiece, Afterlife. In the next set, I've got two special mixes for you. The third one into the set will be Henry Rollins and Motley Crue with a Halloween version of God Bless the Children of the Beast. And then we'll be hearing a sound collage remix I've played for you before that I think turned out pretty well with the 10th Planet's track Ghost. And then on top of that, I'm mixing in clips from two different 20th century preachers, courtesy of Chuck Yu. Listen to how the first preacher reveals he's clearly in it for the money. And then there's the second younger preacher who does a great job of explaining how the business works. All that and more coming up in our first main set. But first, here once again is the Japanese duo Chiba Mato with 10th Floor Ghost Girl. Here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Free.
Maybe international. gets behind me and keeps giving me that show again, putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. It's that sly old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me that I'm the lucky one again, but I still have that rain, still have those tears, and those rocks in my heart. Suppose I didn't stay, ran away, wouldn't play, the devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight again. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again when he sings that siren song. I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called
I can only write this behind a locked door for fear of the world coming down on top of my head. I was at a Walmart in Joplin, Missouri recently. I was standing in line with some shaving cream. All around me, Halloween displays were up and Halloween candy was everywhere. I stood in a long line with all kinds of people. Most of them were holding bags of candy. Men, coming home from work. Tired eyed, with slightly bent backs dressed in heavy clothing, standing in line with nothing in their hand but a bag of candy to give to little kids. I didn't think they did that anymore. I tried to imagine kids going door to door where I live. No way. Standing in line with the humans and their candy, it made me feel like I came from a different planet where the streets were covered with bullet casings and dried blood. I'm screwed up and sentimental, I know. I remember how much I used to look forward to Halloween. 24 hours later, I was in Ohio, at a hotel near the Greyhound station, where drug dealers were working the parking lot. Some things are over with, really over with.
I work for 75 cents an hour with a picker shovel, and I preached on Sundays and pastored the church, and I said because I was faithful, God's now given me a Cadillac, hallelujah. And I said, I'll tell you something else, God would have something wrong with him if he didn't, because Jesus Christ himself said that no man hath forsaken houses or lands or fathers or mothers or brothers or friends except that he'll get a hundredfold for it. Eternal life, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You don't get meetings or you don't get booked back unless you have a gimmick. Whereas the evangelists say it's a ministry. Like it's incredible. They'll say, oh, brother so-and-so, he's got the ministry of laying on of hands, or he's got the ministry of prophecy. That's a gimmick. And the guys that have the gimmicks get the big meetings and do good. And I mean, I used one time, I had a thing where there's a special kind of ink you can buy and you put it on. And with perspiration, the salt starts to come out and you start to perspire. It'll turn red, and so I painted a cross, you know, I just did a cross like this in my head. And while I was preaching, the cross started to show immediately, people started nudging each other, you know, and of course it went away, I think, after a while, and that's all my wife's going to remember. But afterwards, I mean, like, I had that whole audience, that was the biggest meeting that I've ever had, because they saw that cross, and, oh, Brother Marge, when you were preaching tonight, the cross was over your head. I mean, that was convinced them, you know, that it was really very, very real, and it made it very easy for me to take offerings and receive money. Chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's a go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
Smiling through his own personal hell, dropped his last dime in a wishing well, but he was hoping too close and then he fell. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. always polite to the people who tell him that he was nothing but a lazy bum, but goodbye to them, he had to go. Now he's Casper the Friendly Ghost. Nobody treated him nice while he was alive. You can't buy no respect like the librarian said, but everybody respects the dead. They love the friendly ghost. And now they say we'll never forget what he learned us. We were mean to him, but he never burned us in. Love lives forever. Thank you, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Thank you, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Thank you.
legendary even in hell.
You're listening to the Plastic Sushi John 5 Spooktacular here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we began that last set with the Japanese feminine duo Chibamato and their song 10th Floor Ghost Girl. And then we heard from Billie Holiday, That Old Devil Called Love. Next up was Henry Rollins and Motley Crue with a Halloween version of God Bless the Children of the Beast. Then we heard My Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of the 10th Planet's Ghosts. And thanks to Chuck Yu for originally supplying me with those audio clips of those two Christian preachers. Then we heard Daniel Johnston performing Casper the Friendly Ghost. and then The Cars with Candy O, and then Motorhead finished us off with Devil I Know from their Kiss of Death album. Behind me right now, my ambiance is some Gregorian chant, a piece called Bells from the album Eternal Chant, an overview of Gregorian chant. Now, more than ever, is an excellent time to talk about emergency preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communications and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? You know, unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. So be prepared. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We're going to go full circle in the next set by starting off and ending with songs from AC/DC. And in between that, we're going to hear some Elvis Presley and a Negative Land sound collage about God and religion, recorded live at the Middle East by Chuck Yu. Also, some Led Zeppelin and Native American artist and activist John Trudell. And it all starts now.
See? What act of unmitigated evil shall the Republican Party undertake this week?
You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Mm-hmm. You fool me with your kisses. You cheated and you schemed. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. In heaven, but I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel,
look like an angel.
Walk like an angel,
walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are, devil in the sky. You're the devil in the sky. Oh, yes, you are, devil in the sky.
God and religion is
clearly a historical, culturally determined concept. God and religion is.
Kant, Immanuel Kant, Bertrand Russell said, we don't know the intrinsic nature of the physical world. The intrinsic nature of the physical world is just revealed to us from the outside, from how it looks, from how every physical particle affects every other physical particle. But what's it like in itself? What's the thing in itself?
Were you ever puzzled
thesis
about
of
God?
How we believe that humans are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals. It is almost impossible for us to look out at nature and not find some sort of pattern and then tell a story about it. That's what myths and stories are all about, is giving some meaning to the pattern. Now, the question is the pattern real or not? The one best method we have for determining that is science.
But when do you think of God, Douglas?
I think of God when I'm lying in bed, Miss Parker. It makes me feel better. I seem to go to sleep faster.
One of the greatest remaining mysteries of science is the enigma of human consciousness. What makes us who we are creates that sense of the self and the world. Understanding how the brain creates the self is one of the holy grails of modern science.
I feel like God's just telling me, buy this, and you'll get that.
And, you know, only in America would a conversation like this consistently be brought back to this need to prove God. Look, you can't prove it. Let me just say it as clearly as I can. There are no proofs of God.
May I?
Whether there is a God or not, nobody knows. We'll find out, I guess, in the end. But in the meantime, as storytelling animals, we continue to spin stories about our world, and the scientific worldview is our story for today.
Were you ever puzzled about God? Was it ever?
Well, you don't have an answer.
Were you ever puzzled?
There is a sense, I think, in Christianity, as with other religions,
that somehow Christians are better than others.
What do I say to Muslim or other non-believers?
I would invite an Orthodox believing Jew, look at your scripture.
I would never put down somebody else's faith, but I would certainly try and encourage them to look critically at Christianity and at what they believe. And if they will, I think God the Father will bring them to a conclusion that Jesus Christ is the true and one way.
Kant said, one natural speculation is that intrinsic nature of the physical world has something very deep to do with consciousness. This leads to what philosophers call panpsychism.
I don't think panpsychism has... my own view is consciousness is good and something special about human beings, and it's not everywhere. I mean, that's the cool thing about it. It's not everywhere. If it's a fundamental, it would be matter is everywhere. Electrons are everywhere. Consciousness just hides in very special brains.
Well, Berkeley would say, have you ever seen anything without consciousness?
Well, that's true, but
no,
that's
every time you see something, you're conscious.
Well, that's right. But consciousness goes where I go, where minds go, but minds aren't everywhere. Electrons don't have any minds.
Do we really have any record of any observation of anything that didn't involve consciousness? No, because the observation was conscious.
You're getting spooky on me. I think we've got to end this conversation because before I get really weirded out.
I don't know, baby.
Network. We'll be right back.
Chocula here at W Blah Blah Blah. I've taken over the studio for this special occasion. See, dear, under my spell. They will call you back if and when I release them.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.
It's WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 FM.